The Green Compass.
Exploring the road to a better Pittsburgh.
Where we are and where we are going.
This is Will Morrow.
And I'm Alfreda Adams, and we'll be talking about invasive species in our ecosystem. We discussed this topic with two experts in the field.
My name is Jake Milofsky. I am a field ecologist with the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy.
My name is Karen Glotfelty. I'm the director of the Environment Program at the Heinz Endowments.
Through a conversation with Jake, we learned more about what invasive plants are.
Invasive species for plants are basically plants that get into an environment and take it over because they have either no natural enemies or they have evolved to form a lot of seeds, so they outcompete other plant species by reproducing more than other plants do.
Karen told us about why invasive species are dangerous to the environment.
They're a problem because when they present that kind of competition to the plants and animals that are already living in the ecosystem that they invade, they drive them out. They make it difficult, if not impossible, for the species that were there to begin with to live there.
Another reason that invasive species are so detrimental is that they take away from our ecosystem's biodiversity.
When we have invasive species, they just take over and we wind up with monocultures or close to monocultures that don't allow all of the species to flourish.
There is a wide diversity of invasive species that are currently invading our region on a regular basis.
So Japanese knotweed is one. We see a lot of vines such as porcelain berry vine, oriental bittersweet, Japanese honeysuckle, and one new vine that's come into the region recently and we really want to get on top of before it spreads too much is called mile a minute vine. And another one that's into the parks is called Japanese stiltgrass. And so we're really trying to get a jump on that before it gets a jump on us.
Invasive plants are very hard to get rid of, so Jake told us some techniques he uses to remove them.
As far as actual techniques go, we use a lot of, we call them mechanical techniques, such as just pulling them out with our hands. If it's a vine, we can cut it with a pair of pruners or a saw. Sometimes we use special tools that are designed to pull plants out of the ground with leverage.
You get rid of as much of the Japanese knotweed as you can. You come in and you plant some things that will grow relatively quickly and begin to shade out the Japanese knotweed. You make sure you come in and clear out those invasives periodically until the shade comes.
Jake stressed that the most important thing to do is to eradicate the invasives before they get out of control.
Our most powerful approach, I guess you could say, is just early detection and rapid response. Because if you have an area that doesn't have a lot of invasive species and you notice some coming in, it's important to get on top of it very quickly and get rid of them before they can reproduce and really get established.
Getting rid of invasive species is only half of the battle. The land needs to be restored by replanting the native plants.
We have a partner who provides us with native seed that we spread once the invasive species are gone, which will give us a new crop of plants that we like to see. We also purchase plants from nurseries, and then we just go out and plant them.
It's important for youth to understand how valuable the ecosystem is and to help protect it by not planting invasive species in their backyards.
Another way that youth can get involved is by finding, any one of the organizations in Pittsburgh that works to remove invasive species, such as the Parks Conservancy, but there are a number of others, and all of those organizations love having volunteers.
They have volunteer days. They gear them to community members and school children and members of youth groups.
As you can see, it is very important to preserve our green open spaces in Allegheny County. If you would like to learn more about what you heard in today's segment, or you want to volunteer, you can contact Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy at www.pittsburghparks.org.
This series was produced at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade.
And was created and made possible by the Heinz Endowments Youth Philanthropy Interns Program.
More information on the Heinz Endowments is available at heinz.org.